Glad she's here too. Amy Bach is the executive director of United Policyholders. And Amy, welcome back. Good to have you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
So we did this story this morning, and it's not, this is not the first we've heard of it, about how homeowners insurance may well be harder to come by for new homeowners and harder to keep when it comes to current homeowners, depending on your proximity to wildfire-prone areas. So let me start with an example I think a lot of people are going to relate to in this county, Amy. I live in Kenwood. My house did not burn. The neighborhood adjacent to me burned to the ground. And so if my insurance policy is coming up soon and they balk at it or they refuse to re-up it, what is my recourse?
For you, if your current insurance company decides that they're going to drop you when your policy comes up for renewal,
right,
they must give you 45 days notice. So that gives you 45 days to shop. And UP, United Policyholders, offers a couple of there's one publication we have, Drop by Your Insurer, Where to Go for Help. And then the California Department of Insurance offers a nice shopping tool. You can find both of those things from our website, uphelp.org, or you can go to insurance.ca.gov if you have problems. But before you do any of that, try the marketplace generally, because there still is a lot of competition, even though the big names, the big name brands like Farmers, State Farm, Allstate,
yeah,
definitely are cutting way, way back, and so are some of the other brands. But there still are lots of options. So before you panic, shop.
Okay, and we can do that with the help. And what's that website again, Amy?
Okay, so our website is uphelp.org,
mm-hmm,
uphelp.org, and the search box, if you just put in the word dropped,
yeah,
that'll take you to a whole list of publications, but the one you want is Drop by Your Insurer in California, Where to Go for Help. And we have all kinds of good tips and links and that. The second piece is, though, and I also gave you the Department of Insurance website. They actually have a comparison shopping tool,
okay,
that you can use, and that's insurance.ca.gov.
So other than finding new insurers, is there anything in California law that says just because there was a wildfire in your area doesn't mean you can drop us from your insurance rolls? Are we protected in any way or not?
If you lost your home in the fires,
yeah,
of last year or this year, you do have at least one right to a guaranteed renewal. So your insurer cannot drop you the year after your loss. But that doesn't protect you, Pat, or anybody else who didn't lose a home. So really, it's a free market. Like I said, they just have to give you 45 days notice. And they don't have to have a reason. They have to tell you the reason, but
it doesn't have to be a good reason.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
And you know, this has been a real interesting quandary over the years. We've thought to ourselves, well, why, you know, just now that a lot of the trees have burned, why would they be more worried about an area?
Yeah.
It's not entirely logical, but you got to remember that insurance companies are at heart gamblers. And so when they get spooked, sometimes they will pull out of the game and wait until things cool down a little bit, at least from their perspective.
And so how much does actual mapping have to do with the decision-making process of the insurance companies?
Well, for flood, mapping is everything.
Yeah.
But for fire, it's the free-for-all, because each insurance company has their own rules as to, there's something called a WUI, which is stands for Wildland Urban Interface.
Oh, it sounds
and
like more fun
areas,
than it is.
Like yours, that are kind of in between wild and developed.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the areas that insurers are the most sensitive about right now.
Because those seem to be the most.
One last thing for your listeners, Pat. Our organization has teamed up with a B Corp, which is a socially responsible corporation, called Yapacopia, to create a tool called the California Insurance Finder. And you will be able to find that link to get to that. It's a network of insurance agents that have access to policies for people in areas like yours, so throughout California. So the Cal Insurance Finder or the California Insurance Finder, those are also shopping tools you can get to from our website if you want to get connected with an insurance agent or broker that may be able to help you.
And as we're doing that, and of course, you know, there are still many of us who have not maybe revisited our insurance coverage since the fire, something that we all ought to do in terms of making sure that we're covered. How best to do that at this stage of the game with our existing insurance company or with a potential new suitor?
So the number one goal that you have is to try is to get your coverage A number, your dwelling, the number of how much max insurance you have on your home.
Yeah.
Your dwelling coverage, also referred to as coverage A. Try to get that number as accurate as you can. And then know that the insurance company's software has been chronically lowballing.
Yeah.
And so you do need to do a little bit of pushback. Are you sure that number is enough for my to put my house back?
Is it a price per square foot,
Amy? The biggest extended replacement cost endorsement you can afford.
Right.
I think the bottom line, Pat, is focus on that coverage A, focus on that dwelling number.
Yeah.
Try to get it close. Give yourself a little insurance with one of those extended endorsements. And then keep good notes of your conversations with the insurance company and agent and keep them in a safe place.
That sounds like a good thing to do no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep those notes and keep those dates and times, et cetera, and those names.
Exactly.
You've done
so... It's a little bit of a game. I mean, it really shouldn't be. You know, most people's homes are their biggest asset. There shouldn't be this kind of game playing, but this is the lay of the land, is the insurers... They like to kind of have their cake and eat it, too. They don't want to be responsible for setting the number, even though they actually do. So there's a lot of fighting going on in Sacramento to say, okay, wait a second. You know, people like us, we don't know how much our homes should be insured for. That's why we use agents. And the agents are kind of caught in the middle between the software, the estimating software that the insurance companies give them, and the reality of what it costs to put, you know, homes back in today's complicated economy.
Well, in this new education of ours, Amy, over the last 10 months, you know, many of us have been flabbergasted by the power that these insurance companies hold sway over our legislators and legislation in Sacramento. This is probably no surprise to you at all. But is there anything we can do about that?
Yes, absolutely. You can hold your elected officials accountable for the votes that they make. And by that I mean, you know, the when they vote against a bill, that really was in their constituents' best interest, you need to let them hear and complain loudly to them. And you'd be surprised how few people actually do communicate with,
with
their elected officials.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I don't like that vote. Could you, you know, that didn't help your constituents.
Yeah. And I know that the people that represent us here in the North Bay have been working overtime trying to get things done up there and really facing a big fat, thick, bulletproof door when it comes to a lot of progress in that regard. But it's good to know,
us. I should say, you know, you are right. Your elected officials are not the ones to complain to. There's the chairs, let me be more specific. The chair of the Assembly Insurance Committee and the chair of the Senate Insurance Committee, neither of them represent your areas. One's from Arinda, one is, I'm not sure where he's from, but those are the people that you need to weigh in on, because your elected officials did the right thing. It was the committee chairs that largely, you know, listened way too much to the insurance.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me, because how could anybody who represents any tiny corner of California not feel affected by wildfires at this stage of the game? I mean...
Well, exactly. I think, you know, we just have to keep reminding people that there's still lots of competition in insurance. There's still lots of companies that want your business, and just because you've never heard of their brand doesn't mean that they wouldn't be a trustworthy company to invest in protecting your biggest asset. So you know, there's lots of games that go on in Sacramento. The bottom line is you can still protect your home. It may cost you more than it did a year ago, but don't don't panic.
Yeah.
Just get out your, you know, pad and pencil, pad and paper, whatever, however you like to shop to take notes and do a little bit of research.
And we'll remind you that uphelp.org is the United Policyholders website to help you if you're in the market to shop or just get information. Amy, thanks again for being here. We will call on you again.
Pat, you're a great representative for your community on the air. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Amy Bach, Executive Director of United Policyholders. Again, it sounds like an insurance company, but it's not. It's a nonprofit representing us when it comes to insurance.